Okay, let's start tonight. Thursday night footy, cracker game. Parramatta playing another team off a bye. It's the Roosters, Allianz Stadium with Tab. The Roosters, $1.55, minus 4.5 at the line. Parramatta, $2.45. What a win it was last week in extra time, Vonnie. And Drew Hutchison into the starting side. Joey Manu suspended for the Roosters. Junior Paolo suspended. That's a big loss for them.
Monstrous loss for the Eels. And I think without him punching through the middle, it really leaves Parra just that little bit skinny because... And I'm not sure how much trust Brad Arthur has in his bench because Junior's been playing major minutes. So I just don't know if the way BA has gone to his bench or hasn't gone to his bench really says how much he can rely on them. Roosters are fresh off a bye. Trent Robinson said that they've got lots of work to do and they really have needed to improve in those opening three rounds. Robbo wouldn't elaborate on what that work was. He said that we're going to keep that in-house, but I think you can understand the Roosters are a little bit slow to start the year and that doesn't really bother them. Without Junior Bailo, I think that Victor Radley, Jared Rea-Hargreaves, Lindsay Collins, Brandon Smith, who's been really worked over the last little bit, but he's been able to put in some minutes now. His body's not aching in every joint. I think the Roosters are going to kick the front door down here. This is the Jack Gibson Cup, and so I had a quick look at my favourite Jack Gibson quotes. Simplicity wins matches, complexity loses them, Loz. I like this one. This still rings true to this very day. You can't be a mug all week and not be a mug at weekend football. That's actually so true, right? We want them to put a different head on the weekend as the one that they run during the week, Monday to Friday.
Talking of Jack Gibson's quotes, I remember first time I got coached by Jack is in an Origin team. And you're sitting there and you're listening to him talk. And then we said, Jack, what market offence are we going to play? And his words were, just stand in front of them before they play the ball. That was the advice for market offence.
Yeah, that'll do. The great Jack Gibson at the glorious Allianz Stadium. I'm going to tip the Roosters here. I think they're probably... I know the Eels were sensational last week. I think the Roosters are probably just a bit fresher.
Yeah, the Roosters have won six of their past eight games against the Eels. I think Junior Paolo out is a big blow for the Eels. Could have had some momentum building after last week's performance. But I'm a bit like Vonnie. I think that the Roosters forwards with Collins and Rea-Hargreaves, I think they'll be sort of licking their lips and wanting to charge through the front door here. Still not the strongest side the Roosters can put out. There's some weaknesses there, but they've still got Tedesco. And for me, Tedesco's, in the top three best players in the game. And I think he could be the difference in this game tonight. I don't think they win by much, the Roosters, but I think they just get the job done and move on to next week.
Pup?
Roosters.
Roosters, Joseph Swalehi, 2+ tries. Same game multi for you there. 6 o'clock GIO Stadium tomorrow night. Canberra, $3.90, 12.5-point outsiders at the line with Tab. Penrith, $1.26. Vonnie.
It's always a bit of heat on between these two when they play. There's so much niggle. I mean, if you just go back to Canberra boss Don Ferner and he said the Panthers are carrying on like mug lairs after they won that 21 premiership and there was a fair bit of hollering and hooping going on. And then it flared up majorly last year. Everyone will remember when Ricky called out Jamin Salmon and called him a weak gutted dog in the presser last year. So everyone's moved on. It's all right, but no one's forgotten. Let's be honest. No one's forgotten about it. So, I've tipped the Panthers. I think the Panthers' backline is just jaw-dropping because Panthers have so many superstars. They've got these marquee blokes and, let's be honest, just a couple of showboats who don't mind the spotlight. But if you're looking for a guy who's consistently been at the top of his position in production, his feet never stop moving, he bust tackles, he's as well as saving them, Dylan Edwards just... He's not interested in competing for stardom at the Panthers. It's not really his go, but he's unfairly, I think, sometimes not at the top of the fullback food chain when we're talking about number ones in the game. If you have a look at some of his numbers, everyone's so obsessed with Tedesco and Latrell and Trbojevic and Pappenhausen and Gutho and Reece Walsh. And last week, Dylan Edwards had 236 metres. Now, Taruva, who you can't miss either, he's super busy. 263 metres, Brian To'o, 191, Otago, 176. Those are monstrous numbers for a backline. So they are busy. They are capable also of cutting Canberra to shreds. So with no Jack Whiten, I think that, look, Frawley and Fogarty offer really sensible six and seven options, but the Panthers have just got too much strike. And the good friend of the BSB, Jared Croker, potentially could be back. He's been named on the extended bench. He only had one game last year, so let's hope we see a little bit more of Jared.
Yeah, I'd like to see Jared get a start this week. They do welcome back Rapana. So that's a good inclusion for the Raiders. Sepp Crisp at the back for the Raiders has been good, but I still think he's better suited in the centres. You're right with Dylan Edwards. He's just the ultimate team player. Whatever's required, he does. No Jack. Oh, look, it's hard to tip against Penrith, isn't it? You just think that Penrith, with that back line they have, their forward pack, get through plenty of work. Look, it hurts me to say, tip against the Raiders, but I have to. On this occasion, I don't think
Panthers for me.
Panthers all round. Cracking game Friday night. Souths $1.55. The Melbourne Storm $2.45. 4.5 is your line here with Tab. Souths the minus. Bonnie, what are we doing here?
Oh, I've gone Souths. I thought it was a really important game last week to honour the memory of John Sattler, and they did that beautifully in South Sydney, do history better than anyone else in the NRL. But what I really liked was seeing the very well-timed and deliberate emergence of a considered and sound halfback in Lachlan Ilias. And we spoke to Cody Walker about the responsibility he takes on his shoulders to make sure that his seven is coming through at the right time and gets his opportunities. And I liked how they were able to adjust. Like, Latrell Mitchell had a stab at the field goal, didn't work. They were able to have a plan B and execute it quite well. So I think it's setting Lachlan Ilias up for a great future. He seems really flexible and willing to be part of whatever Souths are building there. Melbourne is still a little off their best. The care factor was there that Bellamy has been wanting to see. But I think they're yet to really declare themselves in this season. Cameron Munster measures up well with Cody Walker. I like that. Ilias and Jonah Pezzett, that's a great matchup as well.
I tell you, Jonah Pezzett, a limited sample.
Mm. Good.
I think he's got a massive future.
Yeah,
I know he had the raps as a schoolboy and coming through, but watching him the last couple of games, I think if you're looking for a halfback, a club is looking for a halfback, he is the one, because he's not going to be the halfback there with Jerome Hughes, but he is someone that could be a 10-year player at your club.
Completely agree. He was super eye-catching at, was it the under-20s State of Origin last year for New South Wales? Big raps and comes with all that potential. I think the difference here will be the forwards. Cook, Murray, Koloa, Matangi, Burgess. I think they've just got the edge over Melbourne's pack, who are still without Nelson Asifa-Solomona. So big nasty, still nowhere for the Storm. And I think that's a huge out.
Yeah,
so,
he's a big loss for them, isn't he?
So Bunnies
just gives
me.
Just gives them that good go forward. I'm with the Bunnies. I think they've got more points in them than Melbourne. The thing that I get concerned about sometimes with South is they're doing it too easy. Like, sometimes they just go with the flow and then they go, oh, it'll be right. We'll just switch on. And when we need to switch on, we'll be able to get the points. So they've got to get rid of that attitude. And that's the way it seems to me from the outside looking in. And if they start with a good intensity, high intensity, front load their energy and try and hold that as long as they possibly can, I think they can challenge for the comp. But they just come in and out of games, and for me, that's what will get them in trouble in big games. But I'm pretty confident they can win this game.
But Bunnies. Souths all round, and Jonah Pezzett under contract until the end of 2025. Jerome Hughes, the end of 2026 there at the Melbourne Storm. So interesting going forward there.
But he's not going to stay there once he gets a taste of first grade, which he has done.
Melbourne haven't got a history of releasing players, though.
Yeah,
lots,
they might
they?
Not, but, there's always someone that you can have a conversation with that might be able to persuade you to release a certain player.
Okay, the match at 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon is at is it a Brookvale?
Mudgee.
It's a Mudgee. Yes.
Yes, okay, Glen Willow Oval. Beautiful Mudgee.
I had a feeling it was somewhere else. Thank you for that, Bonnie. On April Fool's Day. And the market with Tab has Manly $1.20. Newcastle $4.50. 13.5 is your line. Newcastle, the plus. Should be a big crowd there at Mudgee.
Oh, Manly arrive in Mudgee today, actually. They've got some junior clinics and they'll be giving away prizes and they've got all sort of pop-ups happening right through Mudgee. If anyone loves their rugby league, and of course they've got the racing on at Mudgee Racetrack on the Sunday, and if you don't mind beautiful wines, footy, racing and wine, get out. This is has to be one of the great road trips that you've
it
got
is, isn't it?
In the
yeah.
game.
And you're not talking Fruity Lexia.
No. This isn't even out of a cardboard box. This is bottles. I think, you know, fans do it really well, but if you're going to make the effort, get out to Mudgee if you can, because it's such a great experience. Manly have got a really good buzz about them, and it's not just Tom Trbojevic. It's guys like Garrick and Tuipulotu and Olakau'atu and Schuster and Lachlan Croker. He's been really reliable. He's back now from a shoulder injury. Newcastle have gone win-loss, win-loss. Hastings and Gamble, they're energetic, but they're like two pit bulls in the halves. They're just, they don't know, they don't have an off switch. They've just got, they're on the red line the whole time. Lockie Miller at fullback, I think, has just been a gem.
Yeah, he's
always counting numbers. He always seems to be at the right spot at the right time. I just think guys like Bradman Best and Greg Marshew, they've just got that size and strength, and they're a bit brutish. As opposed to sort of Morgan Harper and Ruben Garrick. But look, Manly are going to keep on building. They've only lost one game by 1 point all year. So it's Eagles for me.
Yeah, both teams are under pressure coming into the start of the season for different reasons. Obviously, Manly decided to change coaches and a lot of people thought that Anthony Seibold wasn't the guy that should be coach. And there was also some backlash because Des was a favourite son there. But I think that's quietened down and he's now proving himself to be a really good coach with this group of players and they're playing particularly good football. The Newcastle Knights under Adam O'Brien, they came into this year with him having to win so many games early in the season. Otherwise, his career was over as the Newcastle Knights coach. But I think they've tried really hard in every game and they've had to do it under adversity at times. So I've been really impressed with Newcastle. Having said that, I don't think they get the job done against Manly out there playing, what do they call it? Wembley of the West.
It is
beautiful. It is a beautiful stadium. Beautiful stadium.
Would Des Kennedy tell you that?
I think Des might.
We love Des.
But I just Manly to win.
Pup?
Yeah, Manly for me, buddy.
Dolphins, Dragons, Cogra. 5:30 Saturday, Fox League. Dragons, $1.70. Dolphins, $2.15. 2.5 your line. Dragons, the minus. Sean O'Sullivan out for up to 4 months with a torn pec. How is the household at home with Chris?
Yeah, I
and
left
the Dragons
him last
chat
week.
Groups.
Yeah, the WhatsApp, the Red V WhatsApp. It's on fire at the moment. I've tipped the Dragons here. I don't know. I just they're really.
They
I don't
be winning this.
No, I know. Well, look, the depth for the Dolphins is an issue. So no Sean O'Sullivan, still no Felice Kaufusi. They do get Jeremy Marshall King back, who I think on form has been one of the most influential in the Dolphins. But Anthony Milford's done just enough for Wayne to keep him there for another week. And Hamiso Tabuai-Fido's a star, right? So all of that's great. But I think the way the Dragons were put on show so harshly, they were so embarrassed. Ben Hunt came out and said it was just so subpar. No one could put their hand up and say that they tried out there. Their coach is fighting for his longevity. It's all just going so bad for St. George Illawarra. I don't know. I just feel like they... This is an honesty game. They need to get really honest about where they are at. And the excuses run out after this. If they can't win this because the Dolphins have a lot of outs, it's going to be really tough for the Red V.
I found this the most challenging game to decide on who I like because, you know, the Dragons, I thought, second half were poor last weekend. And the Dolphins, everything they've shown us so far is they've competed. And if the Dragons don't compete as hard as the Dolphins in this contest, they'll get rolled. But I think they've got more point-scoring ability in their side with a couple of outs for the Dolphins. So it being at home at Wollongong, Ben Hunt is putting up a passionate defence of his coach, Anthony Griffin. And I think he's in a mood to try and rally the troops to get them to play well for the coach. And I think if he plays well, they can win. And I've still got my doubts about Milford, whether he could, he's the number seven there to fill in for Sean O'Sullivan. I just don't know whether he can be consistent enough during an 80-minute game to get the Dolphins across the line.
Pup.
Dragons.
Oh, yeah, Dragons.
Had to think about it.
Zero confidence. And yes, that match is at Wynn Stadium in Wollongong. I think I said Cogger. It's definitely at Wollongong. Brisbane Tigers. This is the widest market of the week with the Broncos $1.13. 16.5-point favourites at the line. Tigers $6. No one thinks the Tigers can win this game. Anyone?
No. Excuse me?
No, Pop.
Excuse me?
No,
how dare you assume?
Well,
have you not learnt this in the past? Never assume.
I just want everyone to say no so we can move on because we're running out of time.
Pop, seriously though, quick question. When do the West Tigers win a game? Because they've got the Broncos. No, seriously. They've got and then round six, they've got the Eels. They've got the bye then, right? So that's
there you go.
Round eight, Manly.
Oh, gosh.
Round nine, Panthers.
Oh,
and then at Magic Round, they've got the Dragons. So
okay, this is not helping my Thursday, Vonnie, one bit.
Just
like, do you want ribs? Do you want heart? Do you want throat? Where do you want to stab me?
No, I love
we're
the West
in deep
Tigers.
Trouble.
I
we are them. In deep, deep trouble.
We're going to be 0-9. Tough.
We'll get the bye.
Round 10, Magic Round.
We'll get the bye.
You do get the bye.
So go easy. We're off the mark.
Wow.
Bronx, everyone?
That is hectic.
Yep.
Bronx. Okay. Bronx all round. Cronulla $1.26. Warriors $3.90 plus 11.5. The Warriors. And I love what they're doing under Andrew Webster, Bonnie.
Oh, and do you
Sean
know
Johnson.
And he's been able to unlock, you know, some of Sean Johnson's best footy. It's just, I mean, for Andrew Webster, he's calling this Judgment Week, and I love all the words that are coming out of the Warriors now. Judgment Week, even though the New Zealanders have won three of their four games and Cronulla have only won two. Andrew Webster, their coach, said that this week decides where the good teams get better and where the so-so teams are still working it out. He thinks week five is a bit of a petri dish of where we're at. A bit of a petri dish. See what's growing here. What are we cultivating here? Look, if Nicho Hynes was worth the wait in every regard. The Sharks scored seven tries last week against the Dragons, and Nicho had a hand or set up six of them. So it's one hell of a declaration from the man that we last saw standing on stage with the Dalian medal around his neck. You know my favourite new Twitter account, Rugby League Eye Test? Of course, they had Nicho Hynes as the best player in their player contribution ratings. Absolutely blitzed it. Actually, the Sharks were the top three last week. The bottom three, all Dragons. Zach Lomax, Ravalawa, Ben Hunt. So it just goes to show momentum, what happens inside those 80 minutes really does, you know, in terms of touches and errors and all that sort of stuff. Nicho Hynes was just exceptional. And I think it's not just him as a player, it's him as a person as well. He's such an incredible role model. I'm so glad that he is back. Sharks.
Yeah, he improves everyone around them. I think it is a big test for the Warriors this weekend. I've been so happy with the way they've performed in the opening month, but I think the Sharks are a very, very good football team. And they'll show it again on the weekend.
Yep, Sharks.
Sharks all round. Then we head to the late game on Sunday evening to finish the round. And it is the Dogs, $1.77. Slight favourites against a Cowboys side missing some key players, $2.05. Skinny lime, 1.5. Dogs, the minus. And the great Josh Reynolds plays his first match in the NRL since 2020 and his first match for Canterbury since 2017.
I'm so happy for Josh. Yeah. It's really good
stuff. Well, I'm not. Do you know why? I've got to go and deliver him his wallet today.
Oh.
Well, he left it here the other day.
Oh, my God.
Like, seriously.
Did you go through it?
No, I haven't.
Can I?
Yeah, it's in the car. I'll bring it in.
I'll have a look.
Do you know, I'm so happy for Josh. There's some great things happening for the Bulldogs. Jacob Carraz, if you have a look at the stats, he's first for runs in the competition, first for run meters, averages 216 per game, first for offloads, he averages 4 per game, second for tackle bust, just behind Lockie Miller. Jacob Carraz is doing everything you want from a young winger. And look, I think the Bulldogs are definitely on the up. I've tipped the Cowboys because I think when the points come for the Cowboys, they sort of come in a hurry. And I think if Tommy Dearden sort of takes charge a little bit there, starts poking his nose through, and then that sort of gives Felt and Holmes a little bit more interest. So, yeah, I'm going to go with North Queensland.
Jeez. I haven't been impressed with the Cowboys this year.
No Nenai, no Taulagi.
Mm. You know
no
what?
No Cotter.
No Cotter.
No Cotter. Yeah. Well, no, I'm going to stick with the Dogs.
Yeah.
I think the Dogs can win.
Whoa. Yeah, I'll go with Loss. I'll go Dogs.
Dogs all round. Now, day one of the championships. It wasn't Dogs all round. You tipped the Cowboys.
Oh, Cow-
the
yes.
Cowboys. Day one of the championships. Uncle Laurie's tip.
Yeah.
Is it very important as okay. it is every week?
They're listening.
You've just put a box around about six lines of mail.
Doncaster
so
Mile, race eight, number 13, the Golden Mile, unbeaten over a mile.
He tipped this Golden Mile
he
last
did.
Time, didn't
yes.
he?
Yes, tough prep against some really good company.
Mm-hmm.
He's got 51 kilos on board, which, as Uncle Laurie describes, is luxurious.
All right,
Golden
there we go.
Mile.
Golden Mile in the Doncaster for Uncle Laurie, which is paying, as it stands, $16 to win, $5 to place. Good luck to the Uncle Laurie backers and have
luxurious.
A great weekend.
Luxurious. Thank you, boys.